It's breakfast with a side of news. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, look who stopped by our stop number 6 here in Stratford at Blue Sky Diner. Buddy of mine, Doug Grave, is here, who is behind the Surfside Hotel, Little Pub. I mean, you're like famous in Stratford. I don't even know. Do you know who I am? I'm Melissa.
Oh, WICC. I know who you are.
Wasn't sure.
Yes.
Because you're like the local celebrity. Literally, you got the mayor coming over to you. Everyone's coming over to Doug Grave.
Famous or infamous. It depends how you spell it, right? Yeah.
Well, there's no way I could stop in Stratford without coming to see you. How are things going? You're starting the summer season, so you got to be busy.
Yeah, we're getting busy, and the weather seems to be finally cooperating. You know, seems like summer today, so we have a few nice days coming up, and we're just gearing up for summer 2025. We got a lot going on down at the Surfside, a lot going on down at Little Pub, and a lot going on in Stratford too. So we're just getting ready and ready to go, frankly. It's been too long of a winter, and it stuck around for too long.
So, yeah, no question. And I mean, what's really special is Surfside is one of, if not the only, waterfront hotels in this area.
It is, yeah. And in fact, in all of Connecticut, there's only a handful of them, and it's the only one within Fairfield County. So you'd have to go north of New Haven to find something with that amount of beachfront. I mean, like right on the water. It doesn't exist, below New Haven, except for the Surfside.
Yeah, and I have to say, I had the incredible honor. Thank you to you and your team. I got to stay there for the first time earlier this year, and I went to just celebrate my sister who's getting married in the fall. It was just a little sister's overnight, and it is beautiful. I'm not just saying that because you're sitting across me.
Okay.
It's like every detail is beautiful. It's quaint. It's clean. It is, like you said, it's waterfront. Literally, it is on the beach. It's right there.
Right.
I mean, what a beautiful piece of property. And I just think it's an amazing experience. Now, the question I got from a lot of people that they don't always realize is it open year-round? People can be on the beach in December if they want to.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's always we have a tagline. During the winter, it's 10 degrees warmer at the shore, and during the summer, it's 10 degrees cooler at the shore.
Yeah,
and so are you. You're 10 degrees cooler when you're there. So, we're open year-round, and, proximity to the water does make it a little bit nicer during the colder months, and if it's a nice sunny day and the wind isn't blowing, it's an absolute beautiful place to be.
It is.
But we don't have to worry about that now.
No,
it's warm
gorgeous.
Enough. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. But we did come in more of the cooler time of the year. It wasn't quite the winter, but it was late fall, early, I'd say pre-winter, if you will, and it was amazing. There's nothing else I can honestly say. What's nice too is it shares the property with your Little Pub location here in Stratford. Mm-hmm. The two are just very nicely married together.
Why don't you come back? I mean, you don't have to.
Great. Why don't you just give me a room for life? Name one room the Melissa room,
you got
and I'll
it.
Share it with the.
As long as it's not rented, it's yours. You can stay there.
I appreciate it. I mean, let's talk about Little Pub. That has grown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You have multiple locations, actually,
yeah.
And, obviously the one here in Stratford is right next to, it's on the same property, I should say, as the hotel. But Little Pub, I mean, how that has grown successfully, and talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we're up to, it's embarrassing, I have not lost count, but I think it's 7 locations now.
Nice.
And we're about to open a new one in Brantford, so that would be number 8. So that'll open in July, which is next month. Yeah, it'll open next month. So,
Doug Grabe, I did not know that. Is this breaking news? Do people know this?
It's breaking news on Melissa in the Morning.
Are you kidding me?
We're releasing it right now.
Doug Grabe, so you have a new Little Pub that's opening.
News break. News flash.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Where's the location in Brantford?
It's right off the Post Road. So it's get off of the exit 54, and you take a right, and you end up in the Post Road. You take a left, and it's literally right there.
How
it's 2
exciting.
Minutes off the highway. Yeah.
There's been a lot of chatter, and people are like, where are you going? Where's your next location? And I can't believe you. I'm so honored. Thank you for breaking that news right here.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to break it on such an esteemed program.
Please, not a problem at all. Yes. One of the other things, too, Doug, you and I really, I think, hit it off certainly when I found out you guys were making almost like this food truck kind of a, I want to call it almost like a park, but it's an area that's actually right across the street
right.
from where your hotel and little pub is right here in Stratford. Mm-hmm. How is that going?
That's going really good. I mean, as we're also going into the summer, there's a whole lot of things happening there. And we have clam bakes once a month on a Friday. So there's a Friday night clam bake. We have a couple weddings scheduled. There's a car show on the, I think it's the 14th of June. There's the Sterling House, which is the local kids club here, is doing a big event there with like 350 people like next Wednesday. So it's become what we wanted it to be, which was a community space where people could come and enjoy the outside and have a kind of a nice place by the water where they could have their activities. So it's really rolling along well, and there's always more to do. There's only not enough hours in the day to program it all,
but yeah,
lots
I'm
of
sure.
opportunity. Yeah,
I'm sure. And you guys do, like you said, a lot of events. I know your road race is a big deal.
Oh yeah.
And it's such a beautiful area to do it. I mean, you're right in Lordship, which is gorgeous. It's I think, very, it's one of my favorite areas, honestly, of Connecticut.
Are you going to come down and do the road? We have a few scheduled this summer, including the Bluefish race.
Yes!
Because we're sponsoring the Bluefish tournament.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We love
yeah.
you. We love yeah. that you're doing that. And again,
yes.
which we so appreciate your after
Oh, it's
year.
So much fun. It's such
yeah.
a great team. And we'll have the race this year. I forget the date. Maybe it's August 9th, I think. It's a Sunday. But,
okay.
You know, we're expecting 300 people there, and it's going to be a good old time. But before that, we have Surf and Santa's race in July, which benefits Bridgeport Hospital. And we just did Miles for Margaritas, which was benefiting the Stratford YMCA. So
yeah.
We just kind of give back to the community.
And,
yeah.
And you really do. And I think you guys always have things going on. What do you suggest is the best way for people to not miss out?
Boy.
Would you say like the yeah. Instagram, Facebook, like what
would
you suggest?
I would, yeah. Go to the Facebook page. If you go to the Little Pub Facebook page, everything's listed there. The Instagram too, which is at Little Pub. And yeah, those are probably the two best ways. There's a lot going on. I have to go check them sometimes because
I'm
like,
right?
What's going on?
Oh,
right.
That's what
yeah.
I mean. If I didn't have you on speed dial, I wouldn't know what's going on. So thank God I'm one of the lucky ones.
I don't know what's going on.
Right? Listen, yeah. we're all just trying to figure it out, Doug Gray. Yeah. But we're doing it.
Yes.
We're doing it one day at a time.
Yes,
we really
yes,
are.
Yes, yes.
I so appreciate you, Doug. And I am very excited to see you all summer long. And I will definitely be back at Surfside very soon.
All
I promise
right. you.
You
come back and see us.
I definitely
Your room
will.
Is waiting for you.
I don't know which one is mine, but I will just take any of them.
It'll
They're
be
all
the
gorgeous.
Nicest one for that day.
Right. Aw, geez. Doug, you're the best. Thank you so much
Thank
for being part
you.
Of the
Awesome
tour.
Seeing you.
Love
okay.
to see you, too. And he broke news here. I didn't even know you were going to do that. His newest location.
Breaking news.
Right? Branford's opening up, you said, in July.
In July.
All right. That's exciting. We love it. Doug, thank you so much again. We will see you very soon.
Thank you.